crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go hand dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Goes the last DJ
in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, three rites of passage for the original rock generation. Grace Slick turned 75. The Allman Brothers Band hang up their instruments for good. And remembering Cream bassist, vocalist, and songwriter Jack Bruce. I'm Paul Cavalcante. And this is the Vinyl Experience.
The sun is out.
Hendricks is going to sing now a song written by Jack Bruce, who you heard of, I'm sure. It's called Theme from Imaginary Western.
Country time. I feel free.
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 One huge crowd. I can drive down the road, my eyes don't see, though my mind wants to cry out loud.
Thank you.
Remembering Jack Bruce on the Vinyl Experience with three very different and unique versions of Cream songs. Ella Fitzgerald with the Marty Paich Dectet, I'll have you know, and a swingin' version of Sunshine of Your Love that totally works and shows the reach that Cream had during that era. The Foo Fighters in Our Time, and a more organically rocking version of Jack's song from the very first Cream album, I Feel Free. And Mountain, Leslie West, live at Woodstock, Jack's song Theme for an Imaginary Western. I don't play these recordings every day. They're all committed to memory. But I'm always impressed when I do play them, especially on my hi-fi system, from vinyl sources, how badass they are. They just rock hard. And relative to the rest of pop music at that time, they rocked harder than anything else going. But it wasn't just a shouting match. It wasn't so much volume as gravitas, the sheer weight of Cream, and their unusual choice of song material. But Jack put it across. He's totally credible, singing about Greek mythology on Tales of Brave Ulysses.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace. Run laughing to your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter. Her name is Aphrodite, and she rides a crimson shell, and you know you cannot leave her, for you touch the distant sands with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing. Tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
animal has a fear. Running to me a cry when it throws you out. Running to me a cry on your own again. You've got that pure feeling, such good responses, but the picture has a mustache. Coming to me with that soulful look on your face. Coming looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. Your face. You're coming looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. So many fantastic colors, I'm feeling a wonderland. Many fantastic colors makes me feel so good. The rainbow has a beard.
Consolation for the old wound, now forgotten. tired starling.
I sleep in this place with the lonely crowd, lie in the dark where the shadows run from
earning their name, The Cream and White Room, from the double LP Wheels of Fire, written by classically trained Jack Bruce. We're remembering The Cream bassist, singer, and songwriter who died last week at the age of 72. With his song from Disraeli Gears, She Walks Like a Bearded Rainbow, before that Badge, Eric Clapton's song and vocal, but Jack's bass riff, the signature of the tune, and Tales of Brave Ulysses to begin. I'm Paul Cavalcante on The Vinyl Experience, and we're noting three important passages for the original rock generation. The second, Grace Slick, still very much with us, but at the ripe old age of 75. She wouldn't mind the expression ripe old applied to her. She is, after all, the elder stateswoman of the classic rock generation. Of all the front-person performers, she's the first to hit 75. She doesn't perform anymore. I'll bet she could sing circles around the auto-tuned bubblegum schlock that's out there today. Here are some highlights from her amazing career, beginning before Jefferson Airplane, with her group Grace Slick and the Grace Society. There were no original rock songs that were appropriate for her to sing in her style and personality, so she relied on a popular standard that was introduced by Nat King Cole a generation before, and somehow works for Grace, and helps to establish her own unique persona.
Why?
Celebrating the 75th birthday of Grace Slick with White Rabbit, the song that she originally introduced with her first band, The Great Society. But the Jefferson Airplane record opened new doors, a new chapter in the development of rock as it fused classic culture, being based on classical music, Ravel's Bolero, and classical literature, Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll. Later in 67 and 68, on records like After Bathing at Baxter's and Crown of Creation, Grace would stretch out even more.
Lather was 30 years old today. They took away all of his toys. His mother sent newspaper clippings to him about his old friends who stopped being boys. There was Howard C. Green, just turned 33. His leather chair waits at the bank. And Sergeant Dow Jones, 27 years old, commanding his very own tank. Lather still finds it a nice thing to do, to lie about nude in the sand, drawing pictures of mountains that look like bumps, and thrashing the air with his hands. But wait, whole Lather's productive, you know. He produces the finest of sound, putting drumsticks on either side of his nose, snorting the best licks in town. But that's all over. Lather was 30 years old today, and lather came foam from his tongue. He looked at me, eyes wide, and plainly say, is it true that I'm no longer young,
Mommy?
And the children call him famous, what the old men call insane. And sometimes he's so nameless that he hardly knows what game to play, which words to say. And I should have told him, no, you're not old. And I should have let him go on smiling, baby,
chain. You've shot the warning amber line. Wake me warm. Let me see.
Sick on the holy dregs and their constant getting throw up on his leg. Molly's gone the blazes, boiling scratch amazes. Any woman whose husband sleeps with his head all buried down at the foot of his bed. So give your son and I'd rather have my country die for me.
In honor of Grace Slick's 75th birthday, the original single version of Jefferson Airplane's Somebody to Love from After Bathing at Baxter's Rejoice, from Crown of Creation, Lather, the original hit single version of White Rabbit, and with the Great Society, Nature Boy. Finally on the Vinyl Experience, the third of our great rites of passage for the first rock generation. This was the week that the Allman Brothers Band called it quits officially with one last show at New York's Beacon Theater. The concert ended with the song that I'll start with here. It was the first record that they recorded in New York City in 1969, when the Allman Brothers Band, having been the Allman Joys, finally got the original group together, and they cut Trouble No More.
New album, E-Day Peach. got the star of the ball. Walk downtown, baby. Find somebody new. Sometimes then you know, we'll leave your man alone and just get ahead. Subway train. Don't forget the poor.
Thank you.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. And that's how the very last Allman Brothers Band show began in New York City this week, with a song that ends the Eat a Peach album, the last one they recorded with Dwayne Allman, his own Little Martha. The spiritual energy of the Allman Brothers Band can't be killed. Despite the physical loss of band members through the years, they are as indelible as jazz, blues, rock. They've been all those things, and somehow more, the individual elements adding up to a greater whole. The same could be said of Cream and Jefferson Airplane's music with Grace Slick, three rites of passage for the original classic rock generation. More Vinyl Experience shows are in the archives at prn.fm and rtds.ca. Like and share the Vinyl Experience on social media. I'm Paul Cavalcante.